No asterisks, no fine print, and no hidden rebates. $15,900 for a cruise, preferred pricing on all cars and crossovers, and $2,000 under preferred price on all trucks. It's only at Weber Chevrolet. Four locations are at WeberChevrolet.com. Chevy runs deep.
A lot of people talk about changing America. And a lot of people talk about what they'll do to change America. But let me paint a picture for you. Next couple of days, next couple of weeks, you're going to walk into a supermarket, and you're going to walk in the beer aisle, and you're going to see a beer, and the beer is going to say American Patriot Beer. And you're going to think to yourself, I've never seen that before. Well, let me tell you a story about American Patriot Beer. They're out to change America, one beer at a time. That's their slogan. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated, American brewed, American beer. It's great. It's American Patriot Beer Light and American Patriot Beer Lager. Cool, crisp taste, American-made beer made right here in America. You want to change America? Buy American. American Patriot Beer. Taking back America one beer at a time. American Patriot Beer.
Mark Connolly for Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. As a 72 Mizzou grad, I'm proud to sponsor Mizzou football. SEC, watch out.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Did you hear me clear my throat?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, we'll change the pace here in the mood a little bit, but we can pick up later with what we were discussing if that's what you want to do. But now what you need to do is think about your tech questions for Jose Hernandez. I will give the numbers, you'll call, and your name will go on the screen. And you get free technical advice. The new iPhone 5 is out. My son went to Jefferson City because he lives in Osage Beach, 5:30 in the morning, whatever Friday or whatever day was, and he got one, and it's pretty slick, so I'm sure Jose will have more on that. Here are the numbers. You need to dial them right now, because as soon as Jose finishes filling us in on whatever it is he's going to fill us in about, then it's your turn. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Jose is brought to you by Oreck. And the 7 locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. Go in, tell them your AM and the PM, and ask to see the new Miele vacuum cleaner. I don't see these lights lighting up at all, folks. If you don't call, you don't get your question. See, now they start to
light. I have a really quick question.
Let me introduce Jose.
Okay. Here.
Ladies and gentlemen, wow, she jumped right in, stepped right on your introduction. Jose Hernandez.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Okay, what's your question?
Well, I know he's in demand. Well, this kind of has to do with you and the guy in Florida that was going to burn all those DVDs. It was going to be like 300 or something.
Yes.
Would it not be easier just to buy an external hard drive and put everything on that and send the hard drive to you? Wouldn't that work, Jose?
Sure.
Well, he still has to.
You still have to convert them.
He still has to run the DVDs to dump them.
I don't think they're all on his hard drive somewhere?
They could be.
He has them on a hard drive backed up. I don't know. And I don't know.
There's but, yeah, that would definitely be
up
easy.
To him.
There's a piece of software required to convert it into a format that'll store on hard drives.
I don't know enough about it, too. I just figure if he wants to share his copies of old shows, he'll figure out a way to get them to me. He did send me one DVD already, and it has, I think, 5 months worth of shows on one disc. But they're all from this year, and I haven't even put it in to play it to see if it works yet. Anybody else have anything? No, I said my son got the iPhone. Is it 5?
iPhone 5.
And he showed it to me, and yes, it's a little slimmer, a little lighter, screen's a little bigger, resolution's a little sharper. And I will say this. He showed me the talk-to-text feature, which is dead-on accurate. He picked it up and said, text to dad. Be sure to come by here in half an hour and pick up a wrench. My phone, text message, every word spelled correctly. They're finally mastering this voice recognition thing.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I have it on mine, too.
It was very impressive.
They've still got a little ways to go because Siri has trouble sometimes understanding things you're asking.
Now, I will also say he showed me the, you'll hear and probably have seen already a lot about the panorama picture capability. He took a panoramic picture in the restaurant, just left to right.
Mine has that too. It's amazing.
Now, how can I have that on mine?
I have the four. It should be, yeah. Have you gotten the new operating system on yours?
Yes, my daughter. Yes? My daughter just put it on last night.
She OS 6.
Yeah, it should be. It should be so on that.
I can do panorama.
Yeah, if not, you should be able to go to the App Store and get it.
Yeah, it's nice because I have the same thing. You hit the picture button, the shutter button, and you pan left to right, and then it stitches the three or four pictures together.
And you think, who needs that? But I'll tell you something. Like when we take these trips, if you want a picture of the beach, the resort and the chairs and the whole, that's what it's good for, mm-hmm. is something like that.
They're nice.
Yeah, so without further ado, whatever that means, it's French. Here's Jose Hernandez.
iPhone 5 sold 5 million handsets as of today.
Yeah.
And their stock.
Where's this bad economy, by the way? Yeah, we're spending a horrible economy, but as soon as an $800 phone comes on the market or $400, boom, 5 million people have the money.
It sold a million more than when the iPhone 4S debuted, and their stock went down. Because the analysts figured they were going to sell 10 million, so they missed the mark by half.
And this is why I will never understand the stock market.
Yeah.
You sell 5 million phones and your stock drops.
You sell more than the last one.
Because you were supposed to sell 8.
Well, the other one that gets me is your stock goes up if you don't lose as much as they think you were going to lose.
Yeah.
We only lost 1 million, not 2 million. Oh, prices are going
Woo-hoo.
Up. Apple did change in the new OS 6 its own mapping application, and there seems to be a few problems with it. It seems that they're misplacing labels for businesses and landmarks.
Statue of Liberty wasn't there.
Missing roads, in some cases entire towns.
Wow.
There are rivers that are being split in half. And they also misplaced the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh.
Yeah, that's easy to do.
But they figure, they say, well, we'll get it here shortly. It'll be along. There's a rumor that Google has an iOS 6 application ready for Google Maps. They've sent it to Apple, and Apple is going to disallow it.
Now, what does iOS mean? What was that?
It is the iPhone Operating System 6.
I knew he'd know. Mm. I knew he'd know.
Groupon is beginning to roll out mobile payment systems. I'm sure you guys have heard of the Square, the little device you can put on top of your phone and you slide your card through it.
I've seen vendors use it already. Yeah. Flea markets. It's incredible.
Groupon is going to get in that business now, and they figure they're going to do well. They're only going to charge 1.8% plus a 15-cent transaction fee versus the 2.3 to 2.5 now for the Square.
Hmm. So a lot of businesses will switch to that to save money.
Absolutely. Happy birthday. Emoticons turned 30 today.
What is that?
What's an emoticon? Excellent. The little sideways smiley face.
Oh, yeah, the little pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. It first appeared in a bulletin board post on September 19th, 1982. It was to mark the post as something that shouldn't be taken seriously because text messages don't have the face-to-face emotion or tone, and that's how those.
You know that I have never used one of those little smiley pictures with anything I've ever seen.
I do.
You lose.
Well, I mean,
you're a girl. You're a girl.
To my wife, you know.
You put a frowny face on a sad text or smiley. Oh my goodness.
Do you type LOL, Frank?
I do the colon
I've typed LOL one time as a joke to my daughter.
OMG.
My daughter sent me back a text, and it said, ha, ha, ha. And I sent back, you mean LOL? And that's the only time I've ever done it.
I do the colon with the uppercase P, and that's the face
you're
with the tongue sticking out.
Yeah, you're good.
The other birthday we have today is the Android operating system turned 4. Google's operating system for mobile phones and mobile devices. They say they have over 500 million devices currently running Android, and they are adding 1.3 million every day.
And the technical world keeps whizzing by.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take some calls.
Please.
They're ready to go. Here's Jim. Jim, say hello to Jose.
Jose, how you doing?
I'm good, Jim. What can I do for you?
I've got Charter as my internet service, and we use it for phone, everything.
It's bundled.
Yeah. And about 3 weeks ago, I guess, or wireless, I've got a desktop computer, which is, you know, the cable comes in it. My internet works fine, but there's two laptops in the house. And they wouldn't sign on. We had them out, and the guy told us our wireless was bad, and they sold us a new box.
Yep.
And he also said Charter's getting out of the wireless service. So it didn't fix one of the desktops. Still wouldn't come on. He told me it was bad. I took it into a shop, and they said there's nothing wrong with that. We brought it back. Now, it signs on every once in a while. You'll be on maybe for 10, 15 minutes. It kicks you off. You know, try three or four more times. It kicks on. Is Charter having a problem with their wireless?
Not that I've heard of. You can, of course, call their tech support people. They're fairly handy at fixing that stuff. The other thing that might have happened is the new one they sent you might have not been new but refurbished, and it might also be defective.
Could be defective. Well, they've been out again, and they're saying everything's fine. They've ran the test on their equipment, you know, on the computer and everything, and it shows that they've never had any drops or anything like that. The signal's all good.
The other thing I might recommend is go back in and reconfigure your password for your wireless.
Right.
And maybe in the process of setting up and resetting that password, it'll solve that problem.
Okay. Because it does, like say, it will get on, but it kicks you off, and it's nothing consistent. The only one that works well is a desktop that's hardwired in.
Right.
Don't have any problems. But you think just turn everything off again, reset it all, put your password
and all
that?
I'd hit the reset button on the back of that router and put the configuration back on it.
Okay, we'll try that.
Hi, Jim.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. This, I think, is Matt. Matt, say hello to Jose.
Hey, Jose, how are you?
Good, Matt.
I have an iPhone 4 on a 3G network, and I was wanting to know how much data does it use to stream the KTRS i50 app?
Approximately 1.1 gig, what we say, an hour?
1.1 gigawatts!
Whoa, what happened there?
1.1 megabytes, 1.1 meg per hour.
Okay, because I don't have an unlimited data plan, and I just want to know how much it'd take up.
You got a 5 gig plan?
No.
Are you listening to something else besides us?
I'm listening to 550 on radio right now. Not
okay, but I mean on your phone. Are you doing anything else to download?
Old, like YouTube and things like that.
Porn. He means porn.
Well, you should stop that and just listen to our app.
There you go.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. Now, again, megabytes. We take up 1 point, whatever megabyte.
Yeah.
How many megabytes in a gigabyte?
1,000.
So that's 1,000 hours.
Mm-hmm.
For 1 gigabyte, you could listen to 1,000. Well, my goodness, that's not much.
No, it's not much at all.
And anybody's plan is going to have at least 1 gigabyte. Probably 2 or 3.
Everyone should be able to listen to us 24 hours a day.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, in our dream.
And why wouldn't you?
You think of 3 or 4 hours a day, nobody would want to listen. Let's go to Gene. Gene, say hello to Jose.
Hey, Jose. How are you?
I'm good, Gene.
Hey, I'm not sitting in front of my computer right now, but I got a problem. It doesn't want to go online for me. And what pops up is a thing that says that my Motorola modem is not got a problem, and something about I need to put filters on the phone lines. Well, I don't have a home phone anymore, so there's nothing to put a filter on.
Who is your internet service provider?
AT&T.
Okay, you need to call the AT&T people. Because even though you don't have a phone line that you talk on, your DSL comes over the phone line.
Okay.
And the filter is what splits out the different pieces of the bandwidth of the connectivity. The outer edges are when you talk, and the inner edges are actually where the data moves.
Okay.
So they're going to have to come and figure out why the filter isn't working.
Okay. So I need to have them come out and do a home visit.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Thanks much.
All right. Thank you, Gene. Off we go to, I'm sure it's misspelled, but I know what it's supposed to be, Melanie. Say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Melanie.
So I use Google Chrome as my default browser.
Congratulations.
Yeah, well, okay. It was a tough decision, but had to. Certain sites wouldn't work. But my homepage was hijacked by this thing called Search NU.
Mm-hmm.
And I have uninstalled the crappy software that managed to find its way onto my computer.
Yes.
I have done a system restore, and I still can't get that thing off. And Google or Chrome doesn't have a way to block web pages like Internet Explorer does.
Right.
So now every time Chrome launches, two tabs launch, one with the Search NU and then one with Google that I use as my homepage.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get that thing off of there and make it stop launching two pages?
If you will go to the little wrench in the corner of the page, Tools, you're going to go to Options, and then on Startup, it should have a home page listed, and underneath that, it says Select Google as my home page.
Right.
There's another option that says Select these other websites, and it should have two listed.
It doesn't. It just has Google.
Well, then you should Google how to remove the Search NU, because apparently you haven't gotten it out of there yet.
Yeah, well, and apparently there are fixes to do that on Internet Explorer, but not on Chrome.
That surprises me. Send me an email at techquestions.
Okay.
Techquestions@ktrs.com, and we'll do some research on it.
All right, thanks.
All right. Thank you, Melanie. And next in line, Jim. Jim, say hello to Jose.
Hi, Jose. How you doing?
I'm good, Jim. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I have a laptop. I guess it's about 5 or 6 years old, and it was running Windows XP, and I did a full upgrade to Windows 7.
Mm-hmm.
And when I upgraded to Windows 7, my wireless doesn't work on the laptop anymore. So I researched it and everything else to try and figure out what, you know, how to, you know, make this thing work.
Yes.
It doesn't show my wireless card in the devices, in my list of devices under, you know, network adapters or anything else. So I had to resort to using a wireless USB module, if you will,
right,
to get to there. And I was just wondering if you knew of this issue and how do I get my wireless back for my laptop?
There's been a couple issues with it. The manufacturer of your laptop, you will go to their website and under support and downloads, see if they have a Windows 7 driver for that particular wireless card.
Okay, well, see, that's the problem, though, is that because the wireless card isn't even showing up in a device manager.
I know, because there's no driver for it. The Windows 7 doesn't see the hardware.
Oh, okay.
So if you will go and look, they may have, I don't know if they, some do, some don't. If they do, you should be able to download the Windows 7 driver for that piece of hardware and then install it, and then Windows 7 will recognize it.
Okay, because what I did do was, excuse me, I went to the list. I have a compact computer, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to, and it has a bunch of different network cards.
Right.
And I don't know without actually physically taking the computer apart.
No, you can tell by the model number. If you go to the HP website and tell it you want to search for a specific model number, the model number should be back on your serial number tag on the bottom of the laptop.
Right.
You put that in, and then it will filter down to all the things that are just for that laptop.
Okay. Okay, I'll try that then.
Good luck.
Jim, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
There we go. That's it. Another good session of good information. If you didn't get through, here's a way you can get through by email. TechQuestions@KTRS.com. TechQuestions@KTRS.com. That will put you in touch with Jose Hernandez, and if he can, if it's at all possible, he will get back in touch with you. Good luck with that. And we thank the folks at Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. There are a lot of great products in there, including the new Miele vacuum cleaner. Stop in, look around, tell them your AM and the PM. Jose Hernandez, everybody.
Great day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. Joining us, the number one Chevrolet dealer in the United States of America, John Landolf Jr. Hello, John.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Can't you tell in my voice? I'm doing great.
You sound good.
I'm pumped.
You sound
good. I'm excited. It's a great day here at Johnny Landolf Chevrolet, and we're making a lot of American dreams come true. That's what we do. We make those transportation dreams of yours come true.
We're on a little bit of a short leash today. We don't have quite as much time, but I want to ask you a question because of something we talked about last hour, and I'm sure you didn't get a chance to hear it. There is a horrible situation in Pacific, Missouri. There's a little girl there who was set up by some hateful, mean, nasty little high school bitches who thought it would be funny to nominate her for homecoming queen, and she's mentally challenged.
Yeah, and I heard and McGraw's show this morning, he got Mimi and I pretty fired up about it.
Well, you'd have been more fired up if you'd listened to us, because we had her dad on the air.
Here's where I'm headed. What in the hell's wrong with this country? I mean, what are we coming to?
Well, here's the thing. There are far more decent people than there are kids like this or parents of these kids who will, in many cases, defend their kids, saying, well, it wasn't that bad. They really wasn't them. It was somebody else. It's somebody else. It's the other kid. My point is this. You firsthand know what this is like because you have a sister who has Down syndrome, and I cannot imagine, as she went through her teen years, how many times you wanted to go slam somebody's head against the wall because of the way they may have wanted to mistreat her or make fun of her. It has to be very, you have to have a cool head, and it has to be tough.
Well, you know, sometimes it's a look, you know, sometimes,
yeah.
You know, you'd see it in someone's face and you're like, really? I mean, what's that?
And you just want to go over and go, what are you looking at?
Yeah.
Tell me what you're looking at.
Yeah, and you know, my father and mother, you know, when Jackie was born in 1960, I mean, this country was still in the dark ages when it came to the birth of a handicapped child, whether it was Down syndrome, blind, deaf, whatever the handicap was. I mean, they used to sometimes hide that child in the house for some years before they would finally come out publicly. So, you know, this isn't something new. It's just that it's dipped to the utter low of lows when you think it's funny when you're in school. You know, and not to get into too much of us, but, you know, I have a hard time understanding how mean and how cruel some people can be. And it just really, 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 I can't really say on the air what it may, but it really makes me mad. I mean, it just really freaks me off.
I wasn't the perfect kid, but I don't ever remember enjoying watching somebody humiliated or made fun of or made to cry and feel terrible. I don't ever remember that being fun.
Well, you know, first and foremost, I don't think a school can hide behind the fact that they can say, well, we didn't know about it. We had no control.
That's nonsense.
You know, first of all, nobody. I'm going to tell you about a gentleman, Herb Tunzin at Concord Lutheran, the middle school that I went to, 7th and 8th grade. I'm still friends with a lot of guys and girls. We ended up going then on to Lutheran North High School, you know, growing up in beautiful Normandy, Missouri. But I was singing in the choir, and I was acting a fool of myself. And,
Hold on just a second. You were in the choir.
I was in the choir. Let me finish the story.
Okay.
And Mr. Tunzin, who became a huge mentor to me, stopped playing the piano, looked up, and I was a tenor, so that meant I was in, like, the third row. Okay, you know, and he, you know, everyone separated as he came up to the stands that we were standing on. Everyone parted. He came up to me and slapped me about as hard as a person can slap someone on the side of the face. And I thought, you know what? What did I tell my dad? I'm going to go home. This guy is, he's not going to get away with this. Long as short, my dad went to the school because he was vice principal, Herb Tunzin was. And my dad says, in the future, if he ever does this again, you slap him on the left cheek for you and on the right cheek for me, because he's not going to embarrass his family. And that's just stuff that you don't, you know, first of all, if it happened today, someone would probably sue the
school. Oh, yeah, the parent would sue the guy, the kid, the teacher that slapped you.
My dad goes, hit him harder next time. You know, and it was a turning point, you know, for me to kind of realize that, you know, maybe I shouldn't be as big on myself as I am, because I'm not. You know, I'm just another human being out there in this what has become kind of a real cruel world. And
I don't understand a parent who is reluctant to shame a kid that does this. I shamed one of my sons so badly when he was in high school when I found out he picked on another kid. He wanted to crawl in a hole and be swallowed up. He was so embarrassed and so ashamed of himself. And instead of saying, well, not my kid, when I found out it was him, I did everything I could to make him feel as humiliated and embarrassed as he made the kid that he picked on feel. And he never forgot it. And it worked. It worked. He never did anything like that again. But you have to step up and say, not only not say not my kid, say it was my kid. Now that I know it was my kid, here's what I'm going to do to make sure it never happens again. They're on. I don't know what it is about parents who never will admit that their kid was a numbskull or was mean or
did something
hateful,
stupid, evil, mean. You know, that kid, that child today doesn't have a chance in this society. You know, if they're not taught right from wrong, if they're not, you know, really, you know, mentored to by parents. And, you know, it's kind of a deal why I really loved coaching when I was younger and still do, you know, just to sometimes help some kids that need a little extra help. Maybe they're not getting that guidance at home. Mom and dad are working two jobs and whatnot. So, you know, those few hours I get to spend with some of these kids, mainly, especially in youth hockey years ago, it was rewarding. You know, I loved it. But, all taught at home. That's it.
All right, now we're running out of time. I want to go back to this choir thing for a second. You were a tenor in the choir, correct?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to ask you to do something, and I think it will endear you to the audience. I think you'll sell a couple of cars if you do this. This will get his attention. If I say sell cars, I want you to just this. Oh, Danny boy,
calling.
Calling. Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling. Just that. Just do that. Go ahead.
Why?
Because we want you to. I'm telling you, people will love it, and I'll bet there'll be people.
Oh, Danny boy,
the pipes, are calling. Don't act like you don't know it. The pipes are calling. Go ahead.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling.
Whoa.
Wow, that's such emotion.
I'm going to put it on for you there, pal.
My grandpa
I just sold
used to
a couple of cruises right there. There are some Irish. There are some Irish people with Irish heritage listening right now, going, you know what? Forget the Ford. We're getting a Chevy, and we're going to Londo.
Let me tell you about my favorite Irish girl. That's Mimi Londo listening. Who she hopefully is has both hands on the steering wheel and didn't have an accident laughing.
Now here's my only criticism. Your voice has dropped a little. Obviously, it was a little low for the tenor because Oh Danny Boy's normally Oh Danny Boy, the pipes are calling. A little higher.
Wow.
So, take it up a notch and see if you can do it again a little higher. Go ahead.
I did it once.
That's all you're getting.
Come on.
Can't blame you there.
I did it once.
Right.
I mean,
okay, you did it.
That's a long time ago when I was in seventh grade.
You still got it.
I actually sang in the choir at Luther North. My soccer coach, Al Landis, came to me at lunch one day. He goes, come here. And he took me back, and we went, and he played the piano, and he made me sing. And I said, I don't want to sing in the choir, coach. He's like, then you won't play on the soccer team.
Wow,
like,
man.
What do you mean, coach? I'm starting right now. He goes, well, then you won't. I'm like, if I don't sing in the choir, he goes, yeah, you have a good voice. I need an extra tenor. You're singing. I'm like, okay, I guess I'm singing.
Wow.
So the coach was also in charge of the choir?
I was same with Concord Lutheran. Herb Tungsteen was our softball coach. So,
I don't often think of the coach as the choir director for some reason.
Well, not only the choir director, he was the band director. This guy was
multi-talented.
Was extremely talented, and he made me. I had to be in all three of the plays after that. My sophomore, junior, senior year, I was in a play.
What play was it? A play we'd recognize?
Like, I remember is Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Did you sing in it? I don't know the words to it, but I think is that the one where it's got that song My Boy Bill or something, where he's on a singing about his son, his wife's gonna have a baby, My Boy Bill, or some song like that.
You know what we'll do is we'll look some of these lyrics up.
There you go.
Yeah,
I'll get our director of marketing, Kenny Harrison. And then she's got a really good voice, too. Maybe she and I will do a duet.
No, we just want a solo. Solo? We'll take the duet.
Yeah.
If that's what we have to do, we'll do that.
We'll take that.
We're wrapping it up here. What do we need to know?
We need to know that we must sell a lot of Chevrolet cars and trucks before this month is over. And the month, anytime a month ends on a Saturday, it goes through the following Monday. So you've got a lot of time to catch some great deals here at Londop Chevrolet. $14,900 on the Cruze. $18,900 on the
Palace. I know. I'm with you, people.
Unbelievable pricing on the Silverado pickup truck. $2,000 below preferred pricing, plus all the rebates. And I think rebates are up to over $6,500 on extended cab Silverado. So that's that breaks down to where it's more than $10,000 off. So, hey, come and see us, will you? Come on, you AM and the PM.
Oh, they will. That singing did it. There'll be people that weren't even planning on coming.
And an AM and the PM listener just took two pictures, not one, but two autographed pictures. Mr. Wood and his adorable daughter, they bought a couple of vehicles from us, and he sang the jingle about four or five times.
Hey, you buy two cars, you get two pictures.
Two pictures,
that's
two cars.
That's the deal. All right.
We're here late tonight, right?
That's right.
I mean late. You tell us how late, and we'll be here that late.
Okay.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Joe Turner from Alberici Constructors. He's in here taking another vehicle off of our hands. Joe, say hi to the AM and the PM crowd. Hello, everybody.
Hey, Joe.
How are you?
A little camera shy. He was sitting in here.
All right. Lucky for you, Joe, we're out of time.
Thank you.
All right. They're on the way.
All right, kids.
Thank you, John.
See you. Bye.
Bye-bye. He can't sing. It wasn't bad at all. Well, you must need a new car. Let's see. We'll take a break. We come back. Big 550, KTRS.
With your Golden Oaklandian airborne traffic, here is Tim Weiland. Tim?
And see, I thought you guys were going to come up with a new name for him, like Engelbert Londoff or something like that after he gets done.
Engelbert Londoff.
Wow.
Hey, how about for a car named Engelbert Bumperdink?
like a car bumper.
Yeah. There, now you got it.
There you go.
He's so quick.
Me. All right. Thank you. Let's see here. We're looking at westbound 64. It is not bad at all. You're just a little heavy around Timberlake Manor and then from Chesterfield Airport Road to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 64 is slow from Jefferson to about Union Station. Southbound 270, stop and go, approaching Manchester through Doherty Ferry. They're working with an accident. About to wrap it up at Big Bend and Highway 44. Westbound 70, just a little bit slow now, approaching the Blanchette Bridge. And this report's brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Try the new roasted turkey and cranberry panini at St. Louis Bread Company. It's made with vegetarian-fed, antibiotic-free roasted turkey. Cranberry, and also we have spinach, all on freshly baked ciabatta. It's lunchtime at St. Louis Bread Company. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Over 1 million texts.
Over 1 million texts.
So far on the KTRS text line, there have been over 1 million texts. That's a heck of a lot of texts.
What does that mean?
Lots and lots and lots of people know that by texting NEWS to 84126, they can get the latest updates. By texting Mizzou to 84126, they can get the latest Tiger updates. And by texting CARDS to 84126, they won't miss out on any Redbird-related news.
And, of course, you can text your questions and comments.
The KTRS text line.
Your connection to us and our connection to you.
On the Big 550 KTRS.
It's what's inside that counts.
Stuffies are cuddly creatures on a mission to keep your kids' treasures safe. So we ask kids across America, what's in your stuffy?
My stuffy keeps my candy from my brother.
My dino holds all my favorite cars. See, his eyes are always watching my stuff.
Stuffies have top secret pockets that are fun to discover.
There's a lot of pockets to this thing.
Kids always have stuff to store. With Stuffies, they'll find room for more and more. Now, as part of our special radio offer, your child's stuffy will arrive with a free full-size storybook and free super secret surprise inside.
Whoa!
Surprise your child with a stuffy today. For this special radio offer with free storybook and surprise, text the word LOVE to 99000. Must be 18 years or older to order.
Stuffies, it's what's inside that counts.
Text the word LOVE to 99000.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-933-5259. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-933-5259. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-933-5259. That's 1-800-933-5259.
Susie Orman on life insurance.
Susie, I've got life insurance through work. That's enough, isn't it?
I don't think so. You know, the truth of the matter is you need enough insurance to generate the income to replace what your salary is in case you were to die. So if you're making $50,000 a year, chances are you need more than what you have at work. Check out Term Life Insurance.
A man 43 in excellent health can get a 10-year, $500,000 term life insurance policy through SelectQuote for under $27 a month. For your free quote, call 1-800-900-1537. 1-800-900-1537. 1-800-900-1537. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey guys, if you want to get bigger and stronger and get that way faster, everybody knows creatine works. Lifters know this, athletes know this, even scientists know this. So here's something you should know. Right now, you can get a free bottle of pure creatine just by calling 1-800-ATHLETE. That's right. Now you can power yourself up with pure creatine for free and start building more speed, more endurance, more strength, and start lifting more weight. So call now to make sure you receive your free bottle. Hundreds of studies and thousands of athletes have proven that creatine works to make you bigger and stronger faster. The results are guaranteed. And right now, you're guaranteed to get a free bottle of pure creatine. This offer won't last, so you must call now. So put the explosive power of creatine to work for you for free. To guarantee your free bottle of pure creatine, call now. 1-800-ATHLETE. Again, that's 1-800-ATHLETE. 1-800-ATHLETE.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Mike Matheny, and I know a good thing when I see it. That's why I get my cars from St. Paul GM Country. I can find the car or truck that I want, whether it's a Cadillac, Chevy, Buick, or GMC. The deals are great, and the service is even better. That's a winning combination.
We've been taking care of Mike and most of the team for many years. We'll take care of you, too, with the best deals and over-the-top service after the sale. At St. Paul GM Country, everyone leaves happy.
I always do.
St. Paul.com, just minutes from South County.
Country. If you can hear my voice on the radio, Window World will come out and give you a free in-home estimate. Window World Windows, started by two North County guys who met in college, and they have grown Window World into the number one remodeler in Missouri and the number 36 nationwide by Qualified Remodeler Magazine. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800, 0% financing through January 2014. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800 or windowworldst.com.
PNC Arts Alive New Dance Horizons are four world premieres by four of your favorite local professional dance companies. All tickets are only $40. Click dancestlouis.org.
Movie talking time. Don Meadows Dixon. I went to a movie Friday night, actually. I'll tell you what it was and what I thought, and she'll tell you what she thinks about whatever it is that she saw. She's brought to you by Westport Car Wash. Westport Car Wash has three locations. One is behind us, which means there's no excuse for anybody here ever having a dirty car. On Page, just east of Lindbergh, there's a Westport Car Wash on Lee May Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh. And a Westport Car Wash on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. Give it up for Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Hey.
Hey, Dawn.
How are you?
What did you see, Frank?
End of Watch with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, I have not seen that. What did you think?
Well, I thought a couple of things. I thought it was so realistic. It was almost like you're watching a police documentary of what it's like to be a cop in L.A. And
wow.
The other thing I thought was, because it was realistic, be prepared for what I would think is the F word said more times in any movie than I've ever seen. I mean,
really?
No. Goodfellas doesn't come close. It's F everything constantly, but it's cops in L.A. And between the drug lords and the Mexican gang people and the cops themselves, everything gets F'd and double F'd and triple F'd to the point that you just walk out of there and you're just F-bombed to death.
Oh.
But it is so violent and so realistic that if you're a cop wannabe, you'll walk out of there really wanting to be a cop or thinking, I never, ever want to be a cop, especially in a place like L.A. It is that brutal.
Did you like it?
I did like it, but not because it was real entertaining. I liked the realism of it. I liked the fact that they didn't cut any corners. No, they didn't. They made it raw and bloody and nasty and frightening, kind of like Hurt Locker. You know, when you're watching Hurt Locker, you think you're watching actual footage.
Yes, it's really happening.
Yes, that's kind of what this End of Watch is like. And if you like cop stuff, you think for a minute you're literally watching real dash cam footage and an episode of Cops, but it's not. It's a movie. But boy, did they do a good job of making it look real. It was very effective.
Oh, that sounds... that was one I missed. I think it did very well at the box office.
It did.
You were one of many.
Yeah, it did. So what did you see?
Now, I've got Clint Eastwood's trouble with the curve.
And I'll tell you why I avoided this. We were going to go see that. We headed out with the Chesterfield Mall, and that's what we started to go see. But I kept hearing these reviews, and on the way, I pulled up on my phone more blasé, and I kept thinking every time I'd see any kind of promo or trailer or preview, it's Clint Eastwood doing the Gran Torino guy. Again. That's all it is, just a crotchety old guy. And I thought, I don't want to see this.
Do you remember the days when Clint Eastwood had that furrowed brow and he had that look in his eye and. He was the sex symbol. He was the woman everybody wanted to date. I don't know. He just, to me, was the man.
He's turned into this old guy. But he's three people. His whole career has been three people. It was that young, Western, Rowdy Yates, Rawhide guy. Then it was Dirty Harry. And now it's this old crotchety guy. Those are his three characters. And it's the same character that was in Gran Torino.
Well, he's done 67 films. I still think he's one of the finest actors, but he's 80-something years old.
I disagree. I don't think he's a great actor. I think he's Clint Eastwood. And he doesn't ever say much, no matter which of those characters you pick. It's that whispering kind of guy with his dirty hair. He doesn't have a lot of dialogue, and he doesn't have a lot of range. He's just squinting. He's Squint Eastwood. That's who he is. Squint Eastwood.
Well, now be careful because
but he's made a lot of money.
He looks like an older version of my husband.
Well, he's made a lot of money, and he's obviously done very well, better
than
I'll ever do.
So I find him very attractive in an older man sort of way.
Now, how do you think that makes your husband feel? You equating him to an 80-something-year-old squinting
guy.
That's
what my husband said. He said, please tell me you think I look like him when he was Dirty Harry and... you know, even Unforgiven or whatever, but I think I find him very attractive. I met him once in person on the red carpet. I quickly did one of those quick little Mike of the Face interviews with him, and he was charming.
I didn't say he wasn't good looking, he wasn't charming.
From Hello.
I just think he's very limited in what he, but that limit has made him a lot of money.
And he's a good director. Yeah, that limit,
And by the way, maybe that's a smart thing to do. You don't venture into territory where you're not comfortable or where you can't be effective. You stay in that little range
of
squinting and whispering.
Right.
You squint, you whisper, you're fine.
Look at all the money he's made, all the fame.
Yep.
But my father-in-law said something yesterday, and I thought it was wisdom. He said, you got to know when to say when. And I can't believe Clint Eastwood's still making another movie. But you know what? He's made a movie. He and Amy Adams are not bad together. The story is, just to backtrack here, he's a scout. He's a baseball scout who's starting to lose his sight, and the Atlanta Braves are thinking about getting rid of him, and his daughter steps in to go with him on a scouting trip to help him so he doesn't lose his job. Also stars John Goodman, who's great. So the cast is great. Amy Adams, she can just play any role and sell it. She plays well off him. Then she has the love interest of Justin Timberlake. Now, I took one of my friends with me, my group of friends that I pull from on these Tuesday night screenings, and she was drooling over Justin Timberlake. The guy doesn't do anything for me, but she was sold on the movie because of Justin Timberlake, and they had a good chemistry. But the script is so weak and so predictable, I could predict what the next scene was going to be.
You just
it's
said
almost
all
as
I,
if they had the formula and filled it in.
You said, all I need to hear, we're out of time, I know what's coming, how many ARDs, trouble with the curve.
Trouble with the script on this movie, good acting, but 2.25 ARDs.
2.25, here they come.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Sorry, we're out of time. We'll talk later.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Don Meadows Dixon, everybody.
Yeah.
Trouble with the curve. Yeah, the trouble with the curve, that's the trouble, is that it's just trouble with the movie, I think. Don Meadows Dixon brought to you by Westport Car Wash and their three locations. All right. If you have $25,000 or more, you'd like to keep it. That's the first order of business. And I told my sons a long time ago, I said, you know, through your life, there are going to be a lot of people coming to you with advice, telling you what to do with your money, how to spend your money, what to buy, how to invest. And some of it's not going to be good advice. You're going to lose some money. I said, I'd rather hang on to what I had and not lose than get into things that are risky and lose. You didn't do anything with it. You didn't invest it, but you still have it. Obviously, there's a better way, and that's to make money on your money, and then find somebody who can help you find more money to add to it, meaning, let's say, taxes, for example. Maybe you're paying taxes you don't really have to pay right now. You can pay them later. You can put that money aside and let it grow. Mark Ridden and Jason Becker would be happy to tell you what they think But you have to get a hold of them. And even if you already have a financial advisor, what the heck? How about another opinion from two guys who are with Stifel Nicolaus, been with them a long time, and have a great reputation? Start right here. MarkandJason.com.
With another look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Southbound 270 is slow Manchester through Doherty Ferry, but that you're going to be slow again from 44 through Gravois, and that's where you'll find an accident that's blocking the right lane. Also, eastbound 270 is slow midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through 170, and after that it looks pretty good to the Blanchard, or to the Chain of Rocks Bridge, and then eastbound 70, you were a little slow approaching the Blanchard. Westbound 70 slow between 270 and the Earth City Expressway. This report brought to you by Applebee's. Come join Applebee's for their September Kids Eat Free promotion. One free kids meal per adult entree. Beverages not included. Ends September 30th. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Mizzou football on KTRS is brought to you in part by PM Barbecue. Be sure to tune in this Saturday as Mizzou battles the University of Central Florida. PM Barbecue is your official Mizzou tailgate barbecue on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're in the market for granite countertops, then you need to listen closely to this message. Granite Busters, St. Louis's number one local name in granite, is making it very easy to say yes. For a limited time, whenever you buy a minimum of 45 square feet of granite countertops, Granite Busters will give you a vanity top absolutely free. That's up to a $750 granite vanity top for free. Here's how it works. Choose the perfect granite slab for your kitchen. Over 120 colors and styles are on display in Granite Busters' huge 20,000 square foot double warehouse, and the price has started just $29.99 per square foot installed. I'm talking about high quality, expert cut, 3 centimeter thick granite, not the cheap stuff. And then choose the free vanity top. It's that easy. Call Granite Busters right now at 636-282-3900 or stop in at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Upgrade your kitchen, bathroom, bar, or outdoor patio for less with the most trusted name in the industry, Granite Busters.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Don't miss Missouri Tiger football right here on the Big 550 KTRS. Fueled by Purina Pro Plan. Join Pro Plan on Facebook for exclusive fan offers and help your dog achieve greatness.